If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Hello and welcome to The Breakfast Show on the Indian Cricket Podcast. Back after the bit of a hiatus, but we are back again. And it's time for the elephant in the room. Is cheez ke baare mein sab log baat kar rahe hain. And at the end of the day, you know, it's a hot topic. And a hot topic deserves to be spoken with the hottest person in town, Sandeepan Banerjee. How are you doing, sir? Back again in Kolkata from your time in Bombay. This is, of course, a Chennai special. But I have a feeling some Kolkata reference will come in, which is fine. But hopefully we can stick to Chennai.
First of all, I'm flattered with your, you know, introduction. But yeah, yes, Chennai. Yes, it is indeed the hottest topic, the talking point of this IPL. So let's start.
Let's go. The number one thing for me is the uncertainty. There is so much uncertainty around this franchise, and it is something that we are not used to, right, Sandeepan? Everything about Chennai screams certainty. Before the game start, before the league starts, we know what the 11 is going to be. There was never a doubt about who the captain is going to be. It's always been that way. But this bar, it's completely different. And is that the first thing that strikes for you as well? You were there when the season started in Bombay. You were around. You noticed everything that was happening. What was your first impression of this 2022 Chennai team for you back then as well?
Well, Sumit, not really. I did not find, like, they look very certain about their playing 11. I mean, obviously, when I was there, Mohin Ali was missing a few games, so they knew whom to pick and what will be their. They had a settled 11 because they already knew that Deepak Chahar won't be available, Mohin Ali won't be there. So not that thing. I think what they are missing is the wicket. The wickets in Mumbai and Pune are not in favor of Chennai. The Chennai team is set up to play on those low pitches in Chepauk. But they are missing those pitches dearly. And of course, Deepak Chahar not being there, you know, at the top, they are so desperate regarding their seam bowling. Now they have they are playing three overseas pacers. Can you imagine Chennai playing three overseas pacers in their 11?
Yeah, let's take a look at that. This is the 11 that's sort of been figuring around lately for them. Yeah. You've got Robin and Ruthu at the top, Mohin at 3, Ambati at 4. I actually like that 3 and 4. That's a nice 3 and 4. Yeah. Shubham Dubey, Jadeja, Dhoni. Not bad again. Bravo, Jordan, Chaudhary, and then Tikshan and Pretorius have been coming in and going out. This has been the 11 that's sort of been going around lately. But I think to jump to the number one topic for me, which is right at the top, no power in the power play. If you look at the numbers, Sandeepan, you've obviously in 24 overs, Chennai have lost 13 wickets so far already, which is 19 runs per wicket. And this is something that, you know, is a big matter of concern, isn't it? It's not a very good sign.
This is the thing which Chennai fans are not used to. Because earlier, we used to have Ritu Raj and with the likes of Faf du Plessis being there in the earlier seasons, there used to be stability at the top, right? That stability is missing this time around. But Robin Uthappa is playing well, but Ritu Raj not getting runs is a huge concern for Chennai at this point. Because he is an important member. Because this particular Chennai batting lineup depends on solidity at the top. They need solid starts so that their middle and lower middle order can build on that. But at this point, they are not getting those starts.
So that if you look at Robin Uthappa's scores, Uthappa started off with started off well, 50, and then the three scores he's gotten so far, 15, 13 and 15, which are really good scores. So he did well. Before that, Devon Conway got one game and then he sat out obviously because Chennai realized that, you know what, we need to pack our bowling and therefore the overseas players come in, right? So that's where the uncertainty has been at the top at this point.
I think this is the point they are missing. I think someone like Devon Conway can do the job what Fop Duplessis used to do for them. Like, he is a kind of a player, ideally, as we have already discussed, that Devon Convoy is a kind of a batsman which is ideally suited for this Chennai lineup. So,
yeah,
I think someone like Devon, they need to find out a position for, I know, overseas slot for Devon Convoy. He has to be there in this side. And then if you play Devon Convoy, then if Robin Uthappa can and number three or Moeen Ali and all these guys, then that side will look much, much, much better. But they need to figure out, I think they need to play Devon Convoy in the 11. That's what I feel.
Then who goes out then in that case? If you have Devon coming in, then who's the foreign player that sits out for you?
Moeen Ali obviously has to be there. He will be there. So one of
pretty
their fast
the
bowlers
at the top.
Yeah. So one of their fast bowlers, maybe they should play Hungrekar and then drop one of their overseas fast bowlers. And I was quite surprised that they're not playing Hungrekar.
Yeah, that's true. He's been sitting out. Let's take a look at the squad, because this is something that we've sort of been talking about all this while. You know, Sandeepan, do you reckon that if you take a look at the squad, where do you think the weaknesses are at this point of time and how are they hurting Chennai at this point?
Look, I mean, this squad is not built for these kind of fast, bouncy wickets, right? They have built their squad based on their home conditions, which is certainly not what they are getting in Mumbai. I still believe that all these matches are being played all these in these four venues in Mumbai and Pune, I think as the pitches will get tired, this Chennai side will get better. At this point, they have to just, you know, work around the kind of resources they have. And if you look at the squad, there are some exciting options which they can try out. Someone like Adam Milne, I don't know why they are not playing him more. I am not sure whether he is injured
or not.
He's
out with that side strain initially,
but I think
he should be fine. It's been a few matches after that, so yeah.
So, if you ask me, I would probably, I would instead, I don't know, maybe along with Dwayne Bravo, I'll play either Chris Jordan or Milne or even the Pretoz. But I will definitely play Conway at the top.
That's interesting. We'll come to changes a little later, but now let's move on to the second point, which I think is a very important one, and that is the lack of wicket takers. We've seen about 18 to 19 wickets, that's all, in the first four games for Chennai, which is, you know, not a very good sight. The only time that they went above 5 wickets in a game was versus Punjab, and Punjab collapsed, I think, if I'm not wrong. Not a good sign, isn't it? Struggling without Deepak, how do they sort of fill that gap
with their overseas fast bowler? I mean, their new ball bowlers are not doing well. Look, I know that they have a certain strategy with Dwayne Bravo and with all the slow balls and change of pace and everything, but still, as someone like Umesh Yadav and other fast bowlers have proved, that traditional swing bowling still matters a lot, even in T20 cricket. Look, all these teams which are doing well, their fast bowlers are taking wickets up front, and that too with swing bowling, not with slow balls or all those change of paces. I know those are important, but towards the latter half of the game. But at the top, you need to go traditional, and which is like pitch the ball up, allow the ball to swing, and these pitches and on these pitches, balls are swinging. The new ball is swinging. So I think,
and you don't really have a genuine swing bowler, right? Apart from Chahar, there's no genuine swing bowler.
Exactly. I mean, Adam Milne can do the job. Adam Milne is a swing, but still he can do well with the new ball. But they need someone like Deepak Chahar, obviously, is not there. So that is a big miss for them. Mukesh Chaudhary, in limited opportunities, he has done well, but still, I mean, he's obviously filling the gap of Deepak Chahar is not easy.
Yeah, it's not. The chair has done it for a few seasons. He's now a fixed person. And that was, I think, a big blow for them. But how do they make up for that gap will be very interesting. And I think this particular point is going to be super important in how they fix the gap, because we've seen this Chennai unit go through tough times before. And it, you know, you've seen that the
another interesting
board...
fact. Another interesting fact is that if you look at the top wicket takers in the tournament, there I think there are three spinners, maybe three or two wrist spinners, right?
Yeah, in the top five, yes.
Yeah, Chahal is there. I think.
Hasaranga was around. Rahul Chahar was also around.
Rahul Chahar around. But Chennai, who is Chennai's wrist spinner? They are finger spinners, big right?
Miss. Yeah, big miss. Definitely.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the auction, that has gone wrong as well. You needed a big marquee spinner. Last year, you had Imran Tahir. You had multiple other options. This time, you don't have that option. That is a bit of a push-up.
Maybe they wanted to retain their most of their old squad members, and that is the, can we say mistake? I don't think we can say mistake.
Not yet.
Because Chennai can very well come back, and I know that they will in the second half of the tournament, as the pitches will get tired, Chennai will do well.
Interesting.
Maybe they may not make it to the playoff, but they will certainly spoil the party for others.
Quite possible. They've done it before as well. Okay, so speaking of spoiling the party or hitting the party,
they have done it for KKR.
Yeah. That's true.
2020 IPL. Yeah,
that's true. They've done it before. And there's been one person who's been at the core of all of that, and that is the current captain, Mr. Ravindra Jadeja, who is having a baptism by fire. It's not been the easiest of starts for him. It's been a very interesting beginning for him and the management and the leadership core. Has he looked a little nervous? Has he looked a little unsure? And therefore, his performances have also come down, Sandeepan. And how do they sort of address that?
Well, he's still getting used to the job, right? You need to give him time. And with limited resources, his resources are limited as well. But I think, I don't know, maybe he should, depend himself more. I mean, he should bowl himself more. He should come up the order a little bit. I think he needs to do that, lead from the front, I think. But I think my first impression is that, like, he's still getting used to the job because he hasn't done it. Like I said in your podcast before, he hasn't done it before. Yeah. This is an entirely new thing. I mean, last time he did it for his under-19 team or something like that. Yeah, Saurashtra under-19 or something.
A different life ago, and you're taking up one of the most hottest jobs in the country, right? And you're filling shoes that are impossible to fill. So kudos. Obviously, it'll take him some time, but yeah, you're right. I agree. He's been batting below Dubey. I've not understood that. He needs to bat at five.
Exactly. I think some of the games he came up the order, but again, I don't know why he should come. Ideally, he should bat at number four.
Yeah. I agree. Definitely, but then again, where does Ambati Raidu bat? If he bats at four, then Raidu has to bat at five.
Okay, he can come at five, but I like Rohit Sharma used Ravindra Jadeja in the recent home series. Indian team management sent him up the order. They wanted to utilize his batting capabilities in T20 cricket. There are only 124 deliveries. So I think Jadeja needs to bat up. I think certainly at number four or five. Then the others can Dubey and Raidu, all these guys. Even if Raidu can come at number four, then Jadeja five, Dhoni or Dubey six. So Dubey can do the job of a finisher, and Dubey has done well as a late order hitter in this tournament so far.
Yeah, he's done well. Definitely did well at the Brabourne Stadium the other day. So you can do it. Definitely, sure. Let's move to the popular opinion. This is something that has been spoken a lot lately. Parthiv Patel, PP Bhai, shout out to PP Bhai, came out and said Dhoni could perhaps open just for nostalgia, Sandeepan. Just for nostalgia.
Yeah, I can remember Dhoni opening the innings. I think last time he opened the innings at in a one-day match, Dambula. In Dambula, he opened with Virendra Sehwag.
Yeah, long back.
I can remember the game.
Yeah, just to play devil's advocate. Just to play devil's advocate, he has been striking the ball well. I mean, better than the last two seasons put together. So, I don't know, maybe just to give fans something to be happy about, and also maybe could result in a shift in everything, right? It could result in an up and down in the order. You never know. What do you think?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Not really. Maybe, if you want to try him, if you want to experiment with him, send him at number three, but not as an opener.
Interesting. All right, that was a popular opinion.
They can try Moin Ali as an opener. They can try Moin Ali as an opener, but and Moin Ali has opened the innings for his in recent limited overs games. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. All in all, I think Chennai are definitely in a spot of bother. But if there is one team that you think can get past all of this, it is Chennai. They've done it before. They've got the folks to lead them out of this. If not top four, then definitely somewhere up the table, at least not 10th, right? So where do you think, Sandeepan, do they sort of, their first order of change should be, and how can they go forward to save their season? What do you think that is, that one thing that they need to do?
I think tonight they need to play Devon Conboy. They need someone like Fab Du Plessis, who can do the job of Fab Du Plessis, provide some solidity at the top, give the late order, give a platform for the late order hitters to come in and enjoy themselves. And in the bowling, I think they need to change their combination a little bit.
So you'd say maybe someone like Hunger Gaker comes in.
Hunger Gaker needs to play. And with him, they will get another batter at the down the order who can be a powerful hitter. And Hunger Gaker is very much capable of doing the job. I'm quite surprised. I believe that he should have started right from game one.
Yeah, and you're seeing a lot of under-19 and young cricketers really steal this IPL away, right? This season's completely being stolen away by people like Bishnoi.
At a ground like Pune and Wankhede, where you can see steep bounce from good length areas. Yep. Someone like Hangarekar, who can hit the ball, dig hard, and he can swing the ball around also. He can be an ideal fit. I'm very surprised that he's not playing.
Yep, I hope that they will play him. Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of surprises, a lot of things that have gone against what we thought. But, that's the beauty of the league. It changes every game. It changes by every over, every ball. And, folks like us are going to be around to ensure that we encapsulate all of that and bring it to you via this podcast and beyond. So thank you, Sandeepan, for joining. This was fun. I totally enjoyed having you on. As always, looking nice and bright, as you always do. And please keep coming, as always. All right, this is the Indian Cricket Podcast. Make sure you subscribe and drop us a rating on Spotify to ensure you keep getting all of this on a regular basis. And we will see you very, very soon. Have a great day. Make sure you have your proteins and you be good kids. The Indian Cricket Podcast is produced and presented by Bilgi Media, a new age video and podcast company. You can find the video versions of these conversations and live cricket analysis on match day mornings on my YouTube channel. So go ahead and do the jam. You can support our content as well by getting onto our Patreon account. Link is in all of my Linktree bios everywhere. So go ahead and you can support us. Thank you for coming and keep coming.